first trip into Haiti, it was very life-moving. I went in there with a humble heart, and I felt like I was going to be able to give them so much. And come to find out, after the whole week was done, it made me realize how much they gave me and a different perspective on life. And it's really helped me to be more humble with the situations that I'm blessed with.
His heart's there. My heart was there, and I hadn't even been there. Now it's like, I went there and I was like, well, I think, what if I stay here for like a year or something? Yeah. And Ryan's like, whoa!
The girls basketball team, they've gone for 2 years before we went. So it was kind of connected within the university and the church that we went to at the time. So they're like, we've done girl groups 2 years in a row. We want to think about the football team. And so Angie was like, so what do you think? And I was like, I'm all in. I'm so glad that I got to do that.
Jesus.
Love Jesus.
Yay.
You love Jesus?
Yes, I do.
We love Jesus.
Yeah. We went back because the first time he went to Haiti, it just happened that I was going on a cruise the exact same days. So like I'm having fun on my cruise, being just doing nothing but eating and laying out. So then we come home and I like see his face and like I could just tell like he had totally changed. Hearing everything that he went through and like seeing how he was, I was like, I want that.
There are good people in this world that pour out their heart and their time and their money to an area like that, that is not well off, and you know, and it's very moving seeing the kids over there and just how people interact and just how much, so much love and hope. You know, I think that's just what families are missing. You know, you're so caught up in just the things you can do on your phone right here in your face instead of connecting with other people, and I think that helped going out to Haiti.
A one-word description of my trip to Haiti would be convicting. I'm so glad it was convicting because it opened my eyes and made me realize there's so much more to life than all the stuff we want, all the stuff we see on TV. There's life is about love and giving, and it's like, that's all they want over there, and they're so happy, and they love the Lord, and they want everyone to know it. That's what I want. Like, I want what they have. I don't want to worry about all this little stuff that doesn't matter. I just want to love and do what God wants me to do.
One of my good friends out there that I got to see this time around as well, his name's Toussaint. The first day we got out there last time, it was a Sunday. I sat down and he came to me and he was like, you know why I came and sat next to you? He was like, because you had a smile on your face. And that just shows that I'm always smiling, but I was just so emotionally moved. His one goal was, I want to go to the States and go to college. You know, and I said, why do you want to do that? And he said, I want to come back and be a doctor and help everyone. You don't really see kids or hear kids do that with the right motive in mind, especially here in America that I know of at least. So it was just very moving and it just gave me a new challenge and a new way to look at life when I came back to the States.